Yo, it's Floshy the dinosaur. Am I a dinosaur? Yeah, I'm a dinosaur. Who's Turtle? I don't know who Turtle is. Yeah. So, welcome to Who's Saying It Better, Episode 3. You guys should know the drill already. We have 7 contestants from Voice Hollywood Forum, and they sing 30 seconds of the same song with the same backtrack. And I have a panel of coolest judges ever that, like, put them in an order, and they decide who's a winner. And, of course, there's losers, but most importantly, there's a winner. Yeah. So, this week, contestants had to sing 30 seconds from the Bed Intruder song by the Gregory Brothers off of YouTube. Although, yeah, I got the track from YouTube. Yo. So our contestants this week are Mega Dizzy, Ghoul Dragon, Monista, Sukono, Rochelleular, and Todd Frogs. I totally remembered your names. Yeah. So, our judges this week are Dylan Collins, who won the last round last episode. So go Dylan Collins. And then this time we have Tregatree's boyfriend. He has a name. I just can't read off the email right now. Yeah. And then lastly, since Traviata dropped from the judges panel, I'm bringing in Princess Clary. Yeah, go Princess Clary for being a trooper and sending me stuff at the last minute. Yeah. So, let's go to the judges so they can introduce themselves.
I'm Dylan Collins and I get to talk about myself. It's my favorite thing ever. I've been signed to a record label and subsequently dropped. Had a song on local radio for about a month. Won the Atlanta leg of a Battle of the Bands judged by Cyndi Lauper. Played on the same stage as David Bowie. And gotten into a fight with a Christian boy band on New Year's Eve. They had it coming. As far as V8 shows, sing it, rap it, act it, perform it, televise it, Lone Star, Rock Star. The latter two I was on, the other ones I produced. I won Lone Star, so yeah. Also, I'm a close personal friend of Tregatree, so, you know, do with that what you will. Anyway, looking forward to hearing everybody. Yay!
Hi, my name is Timothy Parker. I've been playing music professionally for 4.5 years. I've been playing at Renaissance fairs as well as other concerts. I play guitar, lute, piano, and sitar, mostly piano. I also do some recording work and percussive work on the side. Most of my VH work has been through Tregatree. I haven't actually involved myself directly, though I have been silently voicing my opinions while overhearing Tregatree's listenings of the VH, but my opinion will apparently be silent no longer.
Hello, my name is Princess Clary. You may have heard me singing in such famous and wonderful competitions as The Happiest Competition on Earth, Rockstar, Sing It Season 9, and the previous round of Who Sang It Better. I may also be known for being Dylan Collins' Sing It Season 9 girlfriend, which was not really something I necessarily agreed to, but not something I object to either. In the real world, I happen to be 25 years old, and I'm a teacher. I'm just trying to think of things to say. As far as my musical background goes, I run a singing club at school, which is just imitation glee, really, as far as you can, as far as what you can do with a bunch of 12 and 13 and 14 and 15-year-olds. They're not that bad, really. I won a national karaoke competition. I came second in another national karaoke competition. I've auditioned for things like X Factor and Britain's Got Talent on various occasions, but never with much success. Otherwise, I would be famous by now. but I'm not. And I've been in some musicals too when I was at school, when I was at sixth form. Yeah, so that's good. And I want to go back to musical theatre, really. I think that I'd be quite good at that. But, you know. yeah, so I'm really happy to have been asked to be a judge. And I hope I do a good job. So bring on the contestants, baby.
Okay, thank you, judges. And let's get this episode going. I'm really excited for tonight. There's a lot of Bad Intruder songs going on, you know what I mean? You know, I'm climbing in your window, I'm snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So you need to hide your kids, you need to hide your sister, and you need to hide your wife and your husband. Cause I'll be raping everybody out there. Yeah. I don't have to confess. Let's go to the episode. Yeah. Boom, clap, the boom. Oh, wait. Boom, clap, the boom, 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 clap. Boom, clap, the boom, 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 clap. It's a Dizzy. He's a bee. He's Dizzy.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so. He's climbing in your window, snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You ain't gotta come and confess. We looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that homeboy, home, home, homeboy.
Was tat, bro. Let's see if the judges thought it was tattoo.
Hi, Dizzy. I actually enjoyed your singing overall throughout this piece. I enjoyed your note placement as well as your use of vibrato. It was very appropriate to the song and exceptionally correct. Though as far as critiquing goes, the word so, the way you're singing it, you were going a little sharp at the end. As I heard it in the original version, it actually maintained the same note throughout the word so. And one other thing being an enunciation on the word up could be a little bit better. That's all. Well done, overall.
I'm a little intimidated critiquing you, Mega Dizzy, because as anyone that heard last episode knows, your credentials are insanely impressive. Even upon the fifth time you told us your credentials on that episode, they are still super impressive. So the third and fourth so dumbs, I felt like strayed a little bit off the proper key. But again, you sang this and you didn't talk sing it, which I liked. I like the commitment here. I feel like you're going to find Tragetry as well. Tragetry being the Linkin Park Bed Intruder, by the way, for those of you that aren't in the know. I mean, it sounded good. I think honestly, one or two people beat you out tonight just on straight-up singing. I just think the song worked better for their voice, but I don't think you performed this badly, so I don't really have any real suggestions on how you could fix or improve, because I think you're a good singer. The So Dumbs, you could have redone, maybe, but, like, the thing, it was good overall. Maybe, like, a little more commitment even than you had to the song, but overall, I thought you did a fine job on this. I'm excited to see who's going to win this, because I don't know. But everybody did a great job tonight. Thank you for subjecting yourself to my judging.
Mega Dizzy, how the tables have turned. You got to judge me, and now I'm judging you. This was pretty good. I quite liked it. It was in tune all the way through, and I think you managed the quick changes in the rhythm and the melody quite easily. You stuck in tune and you managed to keep up with the song, which is quite hard to do in a song like this that's just so fast-paced and has lots of lyrics and melody in such a short space of time, so that was really good. I just think, probably what I think you need to do to make it make it better would just be to put more energy in it. So you need to take, if you find that if you take deeper breaths before you start singing, then you find that you can force more, you force more out, and so it sounds like a lot more powerful, and it is a lot more powerful because you are taking deeper breaths. I don't really know where I'm going with this, but yeah, that's what I would say to you. But I liked it. I thought it was good.
Goo dragon, pulling a wagon. Goo dragon, he's pulling a wagon. Goo dragon, he's pulling a wagon with his next submission. Didn't rhyme.
So dumb, he's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so you'll need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husbands, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that homeboy.
Boy, you fresh, yeah, you fresh as a dragon. Dragon has fresh breath, yeah. Let's see if the judges thought you were fresh too. Let's go to Tragutree's boyfriend.
Hi, Gil's Dragon. I found that the energy in the expression in your song was actually very nice. Additionally, as far as critiquing goes, I'm not exactly sure how much musical interpretation is allowed. Your song was consistently sharp, but because it was consistently sharp, I didn't find it so annoying. The song is meant to be a little bit flatter in the recordings I was hearing. Also, in Sodom, you're getting a little bit sharper. That made it a little less inconsistent, which is kind of consistent among the singers so far. And you also had trouble keeping time when you're repeating yourself in the song. Overall, fairly well done, Gil Dragon.
Hey, Gil Dragon. I thought this was really cool. I really liked, your voice seemed to suit this quite well. You sort of put some attitude in it, which sounded really, really awesome. I really liked the way you sang it. It was really, really good. There was a couple of, it sounded a bit pitchy. There was just a certain section that sounded a little bit pitchy towards the beginning, but without knowing the song incredibly well, that could just be me, but it did sound that way to me. I loved your low harmonies. They were really, really good. They made it sound excellent. They really added a little something extra to the whole performance. But I wasn't so keen on the high harmonies, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. The high harmonies just weren't really my cup of tea. But I think it was the attitude and the whole performance that really made this really special, and it just really suited it really well. So just be careful of pitchy areas and high harmonies, I suppose. But I really liked it. I loved the attitude and the energy and the performance. So well done, nice one.
Gil Dragon. I like that high harmony. It made me laugh. It reminded me of, the Sesame Street puppets teaching a segment on rape prevention, which I think that's an idea whose time has come. I don't know if that's what you're going for. It came off as sort of silly. And if that's what you're going for, you succeeded, sir. But I felt like it was, I felt like the song in general was maybe overperformed a little bit. Or that you were going for the silly factor, which is fine, because, I mean, it's look at the song. It's a silly song. But, on Snatching, the way you hit that so hard, you're, snatching your people up. It sounded like you were playing it for the lulz, and I think that's what most people are doing. So I won't, fault you too much on it. But I think that people are playing it for the lulz and not concentrating so much on the singing, and I think it's affecting people on this song. I do think you sounded good on the song overall. Your voice is super diverse, and you can sing anything, I'm convinced. You can sing all the different types of styles, and not many people can do that. And I really liked your low harmony, a lot. I loved all of your harmonies on the You Don't Have to Come and Confess when the high harmony was not in there, and then the high one came back in. I think the high one was just throwing off the harmony, I felt. But, like, overall, I thought you did a good job with this.